Good morning, a Monday morning post-holiday. We're with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with this headline, Trump Cares $5.7 billion agony.
Yeah, Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli had told me that if the feds repeal Obamacare, like President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to do, it could cost New York up to $5.7 billion. And that's really the biggest hit that New York could face under a Trump administration. A lot of money, and especially going into a year when DiNapoli says things were already going to be tight with job growth and the economy slowing in New York.
The slowing and stopping, perhaps reversing when it comes to whether or not there'd be a special session to do things like Uber upstate and a pay raise, which may be the real focus for lawmakers.
Right, and on Friday night, after weeks of negotiations and kind of will they, won't they, John Flanagan, the Senate Republican Majority Leader, pulled the plug, saying they just couldn't come to deals. Insiders say that they actually did come to agreements that would have had a special session set for Tuesday, tomorrow, but in the end, Flanagan couldn't muster the votes. A lot of his members were already planning to be away in between Christmas and New Year's, and they just wouldn't have been able to have the votes to pass anything. So no pay raise for at least 2 years now for lawmakers.
And what about this we're hearing from your Saturday work on the State of the State address, or not a State of the State address?
Yeah, it's going to be more like a State of a Region address now, rather than doing the address, which since 1923 has been a speech before the legislature. The governor, who has been warring with the legislature, instead is going to do six regional State of the State type addresses that is going to be designed to really reach out to the public as opposed to the politicians, he says. Even the one in Albany won't be at the Capitol complex. Instead, it'll be somewhere else in the Albany area. And again, focus mostly on the public instead of having, say, the legislative leaders, the comptroller, the attorney general, the court of appeals judges. It's quite a change from tradition for decades and decades.
Three words, statewide sugar tax.
Yeah, the head of the Greater New York Hospital Association, which represents downstate hospitals, is telling people he really wants to impose, or the state to impose, a sugar tax, with the Trump administration and the Republican Congress likely to repeal Obamacare and make other changes to health care funding. He says not only would this be a way to, you know, help fight obesity and diabetes, but it would be a way to generate revenue and lost revenue for the healthcare industry. He'd like any kind of soda tax to be attached to, dedicated to go fund healthcare.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, always has the latest for us, and you can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.